Hi all, my name is Dr. Atul Pawar. I have 13 years of rich experience into healthcare operations and management background into different verticals of healthcare. Today we'll be discussing about sustainability and green design in healthcare. What exactly sustainability and green design in healthcare means and how exactly it has been implemented into healthcare. Let's start and discuss how exactly the sustainability or green design in healthcare is implemented. Introduction to energy efficient building designs and renewable energy integration. Importance of energy efficiency. Recognizing the critical role of energy efficient principles in creating an environment friendly healthcare specs is the important factor in knowing the energy efficiency. Key principle is building orientation. High performance involves efficient HVAC or lighting strategies and integration of smart technologies for the healthcare performance. Renewable energy integration, incorporation of solar panels, wind turbines for sustainable power consumptions, technological advancements like embracing the smart technologies for real-time monitoring and control and optimization of energy consumptions. What are the principles behind the ease of efficiently energy design or building? The building orientation. The proper orientation maximizes the natural daylight and passive solar heat gain, reducing the need for artificial lighting and heating. It optimizes how the construction of the building takes place, basically, of where exactly the passage of sunlight into the healthcare system or the hospital facilities are being devised. It creates a comfortable and invite a healthcare environment. High performance building involves well insulated envelopes, regulating indoor temperatures and reducing the heat loss in winter and heat gain in summer. It utilizes and insulates the materials which expands and the structure insulated panels which helps in ensuring the heat is not transferred outside the regulated walls or the cold temperature is not transferred into the insulated walls. This ensures that the heat or probably the temperature control mechanism inside a well-designed or well-enveloped hospital is been maintained. Efficient use of HVAC systems and controls. Sustainability of healthcare facility employs energy-efficient HVAC system using advanced technology and controls. Examples of this is variable refrigerant flow systems and energy recovery ventilation systems. There are various strategies used for energy saving for lighting. There are some innovative lighting strategies including LED lighting, occupancy sensors and daylight harvesting system which reduces the energy consumptions of the hospital. It also ensures lighting is active and only when and where it is needed, it is provided. Most of the hospitals are right now using optimizing the light conservations through daylight harvesting. Also, they are using systems where motion sensors are being used in non-operational areas so that the areas would have a lighting sensors only when they are in operational use. They are also using the strategies where probably the lighting systems are being used based on the solar panels or solar lightnings. There are some innovative lighting solutions which are being devised which would give high lux to a designated area. It also ensures how exactly the lighting systems are being provided in various loops and corners of the healthcare facility and energy efficiency. Integration of smart technology, building management system and Internet of Things, IoT technologies enable a real-time monitoring and control of using the smart technologies inside the hospital system. It optimizes HVAC system, lighting, and energy use based on occupancy as well as environmental conditions. The examples of this are forward-thinking hospital design and maximizing the southern exposure. Large windows, skylight and skylights reduces the need for artificial lighting. With highly efficient building evolved in maximizing HVAC energy consumptions. Renewable source of energy integrations and smart technology. Renewable energy integrations, incorporation of renewable energy sources such as solar panels, wind turbines to supplement the traditional energy sources. It also enhances the susceptibility and reduces and resilences the non-renewable energies. What are the benefits of using basically smart technologies? The real-time adaptations of lighting and HVAC system based on occupancy and the weather condition enhances the energy efficiency and contributes to cost saving. It also creates a technologically advanced healthcare environment. Harnessing of the renewable energy sources. Currently, ECG planning or ECG ratings of the use of carbon footprints inside the hospital and decreased dependency on how the non-renewable energy sources are used gives a sustainability or a focus on how the energy source are being procured or invested inside the hospital. The basic objective of reducing the carbon footprint in a sustainable healthcare facility is the prime focus of all the healthcare delivery units. Solar power systems, PV panel converted sunlight into electricity, and solar thermal systems providing hot waters and reducing the reliance on fossil fuels. There are wind turbines which are being installed on the hospitals to harness the kinetic wind energy for electricity. It affects in world-rich areas for rural healthcare facilities as well as some of the urban facilities in consideration. AIIMS Hospital have invested around a sustainable amount of money in investing into installation of wind turbines across all AIIMS center, which reduces the energy, which harnesses the kinetic energy into wind energy for electricity providing inside the hospital as well as into the surrounding area. It currently it is also providing energy to the residential population around in and around the healthcare facility of that particular region. Geothermal and heat and cooling effect. It also utilizes Earth's subsurface temperature for efficient temperature regulation. Environment friendly means of indoor climate controls are being utilized to maintain the geothermal heating and cooling effects inside the hospital. There are certain technologies, there are certain glass panels, there are certain facades which are being used to maintain and insulate the temperature inside the hospital so that the temperature control measures are being practiced inside the hospital. Insulation is being provided inside the hospital. The cooling and heating temperatures are controlled with the means of the use of external elements and not depending on the heating and cooling mechanism provided with the energy source. There are some hydro powers which are being used to generate energy by nearby water resources. The example of it is Kits Medical College in Orissa, which uses hydropower to harness energy for the hospital and teaching institutes of medicine inside the institution area. This diversifies the facilities and renewable source of energies. Modern healthcare facility integrating solar powers or rooftop PV panels, reducing the grid dependency and contributing to surplus energy for the local community. Water conservation in healthcare facility. Efficient fixtures and appliances such as low flow flush faucets, dual flush toilets, water sense and centrifuge fixtures, significant reduces the water consumption without compromising the hygiene. Rainwater harvesting collects, stores water for non-potable uses and reduces the reliance on municipal water supplies and elevate the storm water runoff. There are certain green effects which are being taken into consideration. Landscaping has been a major development into the hospital sector, where the renewable source of water harvesting as well as usage of water in landscaping is being utilized for non-potable uses of water in flushing of toilets, or non-potable use of water while using in gardening or probably in washing or cleaning purposes. Recycled water is being used currently. Some of the coastal hospitals like Hinduja in Mumbai, Aster in Kochi are being using salt water, basically the sea water, for usage in non-potable uses of cleaning, dusting, as well as for flushing and cleaning purposes of the hospital, where water consumption is on high level. Grey water recycling treats and reuse water, wastewater for non-potable applications, and conservation of the fresh water sources and reducing of the energy for wastewater treatment. Examples are the healthcare facility emphasizing on water conservation, low flow fixations in patient room, extensive rainwater harvesting, grey water recycling for irrigation. Recycling and composition of waste management in healthcare. This comprehensive program for paper, cardboard, plastic, glass and organic waste, diverging substance waste from landfills and incineration facilities, hazardous waste handling, the strict disposal procedures for pharmaceutical, chemical and infectious materials are being taken into place. This ensures a compliance with regulations for environmental and patient safety. Reducing medical waste. Practices for waste segregation and staff education are being taken in consideration for reusable item usage, maximizing the environmental impact and lowering the operational cost. Environmentally responsible healthcare facilities, recycling bins, strict hazardous waste procedures and staff education on waste reductions. Currently, the compulsion of usage of 3 dustbins in biomedical waste management, reusing the materials with disinfectant and incineration processes, autoclaving processes for surgical items, paperless hospitals, electronic medical records are actually reducing the medical waste which is being created and which is non-renewable source of energies into a waste product basically. So these are healthcare organizations are implementing some strategies to formulate and be sustainable in conservation of the environmental substances. There are some integrated approaches which are being taken into consideration: energy efficient design, renewable energy, water conservation and waste management. Holistic strategies are being devised for sustainable healthcare futures. This benefits the lowering of operational cost and reducing the environmental impact, also improving the patient and staff well-being. There's a call of action for adaptability of this sustainable practice in healthcare facility design. It also contributes to healthier environment and community well-being. Sustainable material selection. In healthcare facility construction, selecting eco-friendly materials is crucial for reducing the environmental impact. Key considerations include use of biodegradable, recycled materials to lower the carbon footprint and choosing low WOC material for improving indoor air quality. Biodegradable or recycled materials, incorporating the recycled steel or concrete significantly lowers the carbon footprint and reducing the reliance on virgin materials. Low WOC materials, choosing materials with low volatile organic compounds, emission promotes healthier indoor air quality. certification system for sustainable material selections. There is utilization guidelines for certification programs like LEED, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and WELL Building, Standard Protocols and Structure, Approach to Sustainable Material Selection. These programs offer comprehensive criteria for assessing and certifying material and ensuring that choice aligned with the highest standard of environment and health performance are achieved in a sustainable hospital. Examples are basically, a sustainable healthcare facilities can go beyond conventional material selection by adhering to rigorous certifications such as LEED or well-being of a hospital. Interior finishes and furnishings are carefully chosen from manufacturer with commitment to sustainability, meeting or exceeding the stringent criteria by the set protocols of this certification program. In addition to the material selection, green construction practice play a vital role in minimizing the environmental impact on the healthcare facility during and after the construction. Efficient site management protocols such as natural landscaping, optimizing the energy use, efficient site management, which measures such as protective landscape, natural landscaping, implementing a storm water management, storm water segmentation, which are crucial for minimizing the environmental disruption during construction, optimizing energy efficiency by practicing completion of the project by taking in account energy consumed during the construction phase, strategies which include energy efficient construction equipments, and thoughtful site layout planning for optimal solar access. This also minimizes the energy intensive construction during process of contributing more energy efficiency and environment responsibility construction, waste reductions and recycling. Minimizing the construction waste is a fundamental aspect of green construction. Focusing on reducing the environmental impact of building process, implementing on-site recycling facilities and adhering to strict waste separation protocols, which ensures that materials like concrete, steel are recycled and reduce the volume of wastage sent to the landfills. Basic conclusion of using a sustainability of construction materials in the healthcare is a holistic approach of encompassing the sustainable material selection as well as green construction practice, which are essential for reducing the environmental impact and ensuring there is a long-term eco-friendly operation in a healthcare construction. This benefits in lowering the carbon footprints, improving the indoor air quality, minimizing the waste generation contributed to sustainable healthcare future. It also adequates to sustainable practice in healthcare construction to foster a healthier environment for patient, staff, and surrounding ecosystem. Thank you.